Waukesha District Attorney Brad Schimmel rolled out his plan yesterday. It calls for establishing a coalition of attorney generals from all of Wisconsin's neighboring states to share law enforcement data and training techniques for prosecuting heroin dealers, helping addicts kick the habit, and educating the public about how to prevent more people from becoming addicted. Schimmel says his top priority is to crack down on dealers, whether they're selling just to feed their habit or are selling for a profit.
These are very dangerous individuals who will do this for profit. But I'll tell you, if you're selling heroin to other people to support your own habit, you know what you're doing to other people. And I believe the answer from law enforcement is we have to come after you. And if you're distributing heroin to other people for any reason whatsoever, the end result's going to be prison.
At a candidate forum over the weekend, the three Democrats in the race all emphasized different approaches to combating heroin. Jefferson County DA Susan Happ highlighted the need for education about the dangers of addiction and creating more treatment resources for addicts. Dane County DA Ishmael Ozan pointed to a risk assessment tool he's developing to help drug courts decide which addicts to lock up and which to offer more treatment resources. And Milwaukee State Representative John Richards said he'd push to increase funding for the state crime lab so investigators can close more heroin trafficking cases. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.